A serve action for you. Hey, it's Gunner at Steel City Music, and I am your host. And in this hour, we're going to cover off on some greater Southern Ontario shows that are happening. And you could probably go to them now because things are starting to open up just a little bit more. The government announced that no capacity limits. So that's good, right? They know what they're doing, I hope. So there you go. Not a Surf is performing November 7th. That's a Sunday at the Horseshoe Tavern. This is a rescheduled show, so go check out the information if you want to go catch that. They should be releasing more tickets. Now, what do we got coming up? Oh, jeepers. Let's flip over to the other screen, sir. That way you can tell everyone what's going on. Friday, November 5th, it's Not Another 90s Party featuring the Commandos. That's a lot of fun. That happens at Absinthe here in Hamilton, Ontario. Ray Michaels is at Stonewalls on Friday, November 5th. What else we got? Open mic night Wednesdays at the Dickens out in Boylington. You know, those are always fun. You like Burlington. November 10th is kind of a big show for the older folks. I say older folks, people my age, really. I guess I'm an older folky now. It's weird calling yourself an older folk. Happening is band called the Ultra Bomb. It's made up of Finney from the Mahones, you know, out of Kingston, Husker Du and the UK Subs, and they're working on new music, and the opening act is the Mernix out of Hamilton. That's November 10th at the Casbah. Check out the Casbah's website for more details. So in this set of music, Dragon the Days, the Mahones, Down on the Farm, UK Subs, but kicking things off, Husker Du, Chartered Trips, all this fun stuff on Steel City Music. Enjoy.
Guys, his own way. He wasn't supposed to be like today, but that was his way of dragging around. He said, dragging the days. But that was his way of dragging around. Yeah, dragging the days. The days. Didn't get up till 3:30. That's the kind of life for me. Sweet lazy kind of way to be. That was my way of dragging around. I said, dragging the days. Well, that's my way of dragging around. You're dragging the days. The days. Dragon days. The two things I'd like to say. Women and whiskey can't stay away. Death is a final report, they say. But living man, so drag your days, yeah, you're dragging the days. But death is a final report, they say. But dragging the days. The days.
In the days. Finney. I love Finney from the Mahones. Okay, new shows coming up in this area. All right, let's rattle some of these off. Staircase Theater has one going on Saturday, November the 6th. It's Baton Arme, Rough Cuts, Ad Vitam, and Damagers. Now, moving along, we have the Golden Feather at Bridgeworks. That's on Saturday, November 6th. Brad Germain outfit. Saturday, November 6th, The Corktown, The Ruddy Ruckus, Dirty Rick, Pretox, and Full Deck are happening. Kids Can Film, Hamilton Film Festival going on at West Hill on Sunday the 7th. November 7th at Stonewall's Restaurant, Trish O'Neill and the Blues Pirates. Okay. Steve Deeps in the Lowdown, part of the Hamilton Film Festival, is at the Casbah on Sunday, November 7th. It's called Moving Music. It's a panel discussion, and it looks quite interesting. It's all about learning to monetize your channels, your streaming channels, according to video and that sort of thing. So everyone has a video channel or a channel of some sort. So there'll be a panel discussion on that, and some music from CJ Altman and Steve Deeps in the Lowdown. So check that out. More information at the Hamilton Film Festival and over at the Casbah. Hey, November 7th, the Slackers are here in Hamilton. At the old Corktown. That looks like a fun show. A little bit of old school ska happening. Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs at Bridgeworks on Tuesday, November 9th. Sounds like an all right show. I think I might slip out on a Tuesday. Maybe I haven't been to Bridgeworks yet. Have you been there yet? It's at 200 Caroline Street North. It's a new venue, semi-new. Supercrawl folks put that on. Okay. There. See, I told you some stuff. There you go. So we will... Also, I should mention, going into the set of music afterwards, I had a chance to speak with Danger, Death Ray, and the Green Reflectors the other night. They got a co-vinyl that they're putting out, and we did it via Zoom, so it was kind of interesting. The Green Reflectors were in the middle of a nor'easter in Halifax on Zoom, and the Danger, Death Ray guys were like in a car outside their drummer's place. All right, you're going to hear Walking Out in the Rain from Steve Deeps and Lowdowns, You and Me from the Ruddy Ruckus, The Slackers, Have the Time, and also some Golden Feathers, Devil's Eyes in this set. But kicking things off, Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs with this really, really cool rocking track called Lately. So there you go, man. Get out, stretch your legs, enjoy some life. Go buy some music. Do all those fun things. We're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
Coming on again. I don't, I realize control is Yeah. held back the rain. Some of the summer I'd soon forget. Yeah, in the autumn ought to change ya, rearrange ya. Yeah, in the autumn ought to change ya, rearrange ya. The clocks went back last night. Coffee in the morning light. I'm turning pages, reading headlines, trying to find some truth. I'm turning pages, reading headlines, trying to forget about you. Now I'm walking out in the rain. Nothing's ever gonna be the same. Where was I going before I met you? Where were you going before you met me? Now I'm walking out in the rain. Tried to find the truth. I tried to break on through. I walked the line, put in my time. Like a fool, I fell for you. I walked the line, put in my time. Like a fool, I fell for you. Now I'm walking out in the rain. Nothing's ever gonna be the same. Where was I going before I met you? Where were you going before you met me? Now I'm walking out in the rain.
Listening to this, what is the name of my show again? Steel City Music. That's right. So I have been screwing that up lately so many times this week because I've been doing so many interviews. But you are actually listening to Steel City Music, and I am your host, Gunner. On a Zoom call, I have gentlemen in Halifax in the middle of a Northeaster. I have another bunch of gentlemen outside of a car, their drummer's house. Not stalking anyone, but just really trying to be a part of this whole conversation. The Green Reflectors and Danger Jethro, thanks for joining me on this Zoom call.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yep. Okay, so I guess let's just really get into it. As before we started the recording, Kyle was saying this is the first time you've actually spoken to the other band. What is this all about?
Well, yeah, we've only communicated via Facebook up until this point. So, Daniel contacted us about doing a split a year ago, I think it was. Yeah. And, this is our first time actually communicating, like, hearing each other's voices.
Daniel, what was the genesis of this phone call? Like, what brought all this about?
Well, I feel like there's a bit of a misconnection because the Green Reflectors were supposed to come to Ontario to play some shows around Toronto a year ago. So I was looking forward to seeing them live, you know, maybe collaborating on a show. And so maybe this was my way of you know, finally getting the inside track on some of their tunes, or like a private concert or show or something like that. I'm a big fan of their music, and you know, they're two brothers, we're two brothers. I thought it'd be cool to work on this project together. It's always awesome and interesting to see where different groups will take an idea. You know, we have similar inspirations in terms of music, and you know, that manifests itself in different ways.
I think it's a great idea that when I was reading about it, I was like going, wow, this is a super cool idea. But in my mind, I always thought, well, these two bands must have done shows together, that sort of thing. But then I had to do the math on it, because when I met you, Daniel, it was like 2019 and I just started back up at the Hawk, and you and I were like corresponding. You're like, hey, we're this new surf band out of Hamilton, but we're not your traditional surf band. We're more of a little bit of a new wavy style, that sort of thing. And I was like, yeah, come on into the studio and we'll have a chat and we'll spin some music. And that was a lot of fun. And then it was like, okay, well, when I was doing some reading about the other band, the Green Reflectors, like Bridgewater, Nova Scotia, these guys could be my relatives, for God's sake. So I started getting even more excited. And then I was like, wait, early 2000s, I think you guys, the Reflectors, were starting with the surf music. How did you guys get into all of this?
Oh yeah, we've been at it for quite a while now. We started in 2007 when Aaron bought his first drum set. We were both still in high school. Aaron was still in high school; he was finishing, and I was actually finished my audio engineering time in college.
Right.
But yeah, it was mostly Aaron's idea. He had the idea to play "Rumble" by Link Wray, and he wanted to play his high school variety show, the last kind of. You know, shebang.
And we did.
And we did it. And that's the song we played. And then after we played that show, people were like, oh, man, you guys are great. You want to play some more shows? And we only knew one song. So we made up some more songs and we haven't stopped since.
Well, that's really funny, because when you talk about the East Coast of music, because I'm a little bit older than you guys, to me, it's always like my old man's music was always like Stan Rogers, you know, the biggest, you know, godlike manifestation of music for the East Coast of Canada. And and then as I get older and everything, to me, when you talk about Halifax and that music scene in that area, it has always been drummed into my head, Winter Sleep, you know, those type of bands that came out of that area. But when I find out there's a surf band coming out of the East Coast and was touring New Brunswick and Quebec, I'm like, what the? Really? That doesn't make any sense. Because to me, it's either that, or you get hit with the Celtic music, right? And then that's it. There's
Well, we're one of there are two surf bands in HRN. Well, two that I know. There's us, and then there's another band called the Urban Surf Kings, and they've been around a lot longer than us. And right. they've been to like Italy, and they've played at the Surf Guitar 101 or whatever in the States and stuff like that. Like they've been all around. So we're trying to catch up to them.
Yeah.
Well, there's a common thread. I mean, the love of music for in any kind of in any style. But with both of these bands, it is surf music. Daniel, was it your idea to do covers of The Ventures, or was it a collaboration of both? Like, let's do something and like do someone else's music.
Yeah, I'll take the music questions. This is Christopher, guitarist. Hey.
Oh, there's Christopher. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in charge of the music questions. Well, if you want to know about Ventures covers, let's see. Yeah, we're doing what's it called? Bum bum ba dum dum. That song. We're doing Surf Rider. With my last band in Japan, I was doing Walk Don't Run. And then we were playing back in the early 2000s, in our early 20s. We're showing our age now, too. I don't know. Did we do any Venture covers with Flying Alibaba and the Radical New Waves? I don't know.
These ones aren't covers.
We covered Tetris back then. And we did some original surf.
The cover is a tribute to the Ventures, but the tracks are original.
Okay, that was leading to my next question. I needed to figure out what was what, because I was just listening to some Ventures earlier on, and I'm going, okay, wait a minute. I thought for a second that they're going to be, that the tracks that you had here were obscure Ventures. I'm like, oh, okay, like these guys are really going like a big deep dive into musicology in regards to the Venture. Like most of us only know the hits.
No Ventures,
like that's it.
And the Henry,
right? Like, I mean, as you guys said, you went out in high school, you did the, you know, the one song or like that one that everybody knows. But I thought this was like a deep dive that you guys were doing here, but I didn't know it was like original. So that's really cool that you're doing that.
Yeah, it's the cover itself, like the artwork is the reference to the Ventures.
Okay. That's really cool. You're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunner. Joining me right now is the Green Reflectors and also Danger Death Ray. Vinyl split album coming out. Now, by the time people hear this interview, it's already been out. Where do people go to purchase these albums?
Bandcamp. For both of our bands, actually, and we're going to sell, like, there's only going to be 20 copies. It's a lathe cut record. So they're going to be like, each of them are kind of like one of a kind. So they're individually cut. And so we're going to have 10 on our band page, and Danger Death Ray is going to have 10 on their page. And
probably less than that, because we're going to keep a couple for ourselves.
Yeah, that's always what happens, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they're already going fast and they're not even out yet.
Well, okay, so now here's the question for you guys is that in Ontario, things are opening up a little bit more. We're starting to see some more shows, more people are getting vaxxed. And people are starting to go out to shows again. They're feeling a little bit better about being in public, and like our theaters are even open now, which is amazing. So if things keep progressing the way they're going come January, February, March, maybe springtime, is there a chance that you guys will do a show together? Do a couple dates here in Ontario and do a couple dates down in the East Coast?
I'd like to do that. Yeah, for sure. Like things are starting to open up here too in Nova Scotia and get a little bit better. You know, most people are vaccinated now. There's like a few stragglers, but for the most part, like everything's kind of opening up. There are gigs here. Like the attendance is like you have to sell tickets. Like you can't just go. Like you have to like kind of sell tickets in advance and stuff like that. And it's a little more organized, I suppose. But I was thinking earlier that I want to play a show as soon as I can, because it might be like the one chance I get to say that I had a sold out show.
What about Danger Death Ray? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I keep bugging Kyle to come to Ontario, Kyle and Aaron, to play a show with us here in Hamilton or organize something around Toronto. So as soon as they're mobile and get some wings or some wheels out here, we'll definitely organize something.
We have a couple of venues here in Hamilton that have just opened up again. Of course, the Casbah is booking bands again. We did lose This Ain't Hollywood last year or last July because they just 11 years and they closed down. But there are some venues for the other band to come up and you could do a couple shows in this area.
Yeah, we're looking forward to playing the Casbah on November 26th, actually, part of the International Pop Overthrow Festival, touring through from California. Yep. So it's Casbah is a happening place around here.
But didn't you guys do that at This Ain't Hollywood a year ago or 2 years ago when you just started out?
Yeah, we did it in 2019. It was a great time. It was awesome working with David, the organizer. And when he was planning the return to Hamilton, he reached out and we were like, yeah, for sure. Love to be part of that.
Hey, we're the Green Reflectors. Check us out on Bandcamp. Buy some of our stuff. We've got 12-inch records. We've got 7-inch records. We've got a split with Danger Death Ray. Check us out, Green Reflectors, on Bandcamp. We'll be right back.
We're Danger Death Ray. Check us out at bandcamp.dangerdeathray for lathe cut vinyls. We have a split coming out with the Green Reflectors. It's already out by the time you hear this, and you can check us out and grab a copy at Casbah as part of the International Pop Overthrow November 26th. We'll be right back.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
In a distant time and faraway place, the planet of New Texas floats deep in space. Sky of three suns, land of precious ore, the Carrium Rush brought outlaws by the score. And one day a lawman appeared with powers of hawk, wolf, puma, and bear. Protector of peace, mystic man from afar, champion of justice, martial Brave Star.
Brave Star!
Brave Star!
Eyes of the hawk, ears of the wolf, Brave Star!
Brave Star!
Brave of the bear, feet of the puma,
Brave Star!
You're listening to Steel City Music.